This is a podfic of the work A Change of Pace by Tari Guaymir. Summary. They took to arranging their private games in odd places. The rating for this podfic is general audience, with no archive warnings applied. The fandom is Hikaru no Go, the relationship Akira / Hikaru. Additional tags for One Shot and Drabble Meme. Author's Notes. For Shinra Lackey, written for Shinra on the word variants. Reader's Notes, this is being recorded for the summer podfic swap for Eleni, who I don't think officially requested Hikaru no Go as part of this fandom, but when I saw it in your podfic letter, I knew I had to record something for you, especially when I saw one of your prompts was Go as a love language, and I immediately thought of this classic thick by Tari. So I hope you enjoy it. As their schedules grew busier, it became more difficult to meet. Outside of matches and the occasional run-in at the Keen, they took to arranging their private games in odd places. Sunday, 1 a.m., Toya would write, on a note before slipping it into Shindo's hand as they passed each other in the hallway. There would be hastily drawn maps beneath, and Shindo would take the train that weekend to some sleepy town, inevitably getting off at the wrong stop along the way. After some frantic, futile calls to Toya's hand phone, it figured that Toya would choose places with bad reception, he would find himself at the right place an hour late. Toya, waiting expectantly, would have the Goban ready for a game. Sometimes they visited a shrine, discreetly setting out their board in a dusty corner, surrounded by a calm, ancient silence. They both found it soothing for different reasons and did not interrupt it with conversation. Other times, they met outdoors and hiked to a picnicking spot on a local mountain or settling themselves down by a tranquil lake. Toya's mother packed ham and cucumber sandwiches while they ate absently, poring over black and white patterns of their game. Once they tried to go to the beach, where they had to shade their eyes against the merciless sun and pour sand out of their shoes. By tacit agreement, they never went back. On occasion, Shindo would be the one to suggest the location. He chose prosaic settings but devious routes, sneaking into the old club room at Haze through an unlocked window, finding a shady-looking go salon hidden away in the middle of Tokyo's fashion districts, occupying the corner of a stairwell in the middle of a busy subway station with no regard for the people stepping impatiently around them. Why do you always choose places that will get us into trouble? Toya asked once, as they were being escorted out of a department store by a security guard. They had broken into a loud argument and drawn the attention of a small crowd. Don't bother to answer, he added, as Shindo pulled him into a nearby arcade. Meet me at this park across the street from my house, came a text message from Toya's phone. On a Friday afternoon after his tutoring session for the day was canceled. He took the train to Shindo's home. It was a familiar route now, so familiar that he could almost close his eyes as he walked and found himself at a children's playground by evening. Shindo was crouched by the pavement, drawing something on the ground with chalk. "There you are," he said, catching sight of Toya. He stood up and brushed off his hands. "I forgot the magnetic board at home, so I thought of this." There was a 19 by 19 grid on the ground, marked in unsteady lines. Toya gave Shindo a skeptical look. Shindo just smiled. "Here, have the chalk. You can be white. I'll be black." He points to a pile of small gray stones heaped up next to one corner of the grid. "You're insane. And you're weird." A glare, a grudging smile, and without another word, they settled down to begin the game. Reader's notes. Thank you to Tari for having blanket permission to Podfic. It was great to revisit this work again. Thanks for listening.